We do have Raekwon on the line with us this morning. Ray.
Yo.
Yo, what up, son?
What up, hon?
What are you, just waking up?
You already know.
All right. Well, you know why we're talking to you today, right?
Yeah.
All right. Big deal. And to me, this is a huge deal. And I'm sure, obviously, it is to you, too. Time Magazine and iTunes have both listed in their top 10 of the year Only Built for Cuban Links Part 2 as the best album on the top 10 list. How do you feel about that?
Oh, that's a definite accomplishment, man. I'm forever, you know, forever grateful to that. You know, to be number one on iTunes, that kind of blew my mind because, you know, I'm new to the whole internet world, you know. I'm new to that.
Right.
And, you know, for me to be able to get that kind of reward for them, it definitely blew my mind, though. I'm definitely, you know, proud that, you know, people recognize real hip-hop. You know, I always said, you know, it ain't, you know, this album wasn't really about the sales. It was more about, you know, the quality of the album I was trying to make. Mm-hmm. But definitely, man, just to, you know, have iTunes really acknowledge me. And, you know, this is my first time really rocking with them.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we from the street. So, you know, for me to get that, it was like, wow, you know what I mean? And then the time thing coming in at number 7, that was crazy right there.
And that's not even just like top hip-hop albums. That's the top 10 albums. And you're the only hip-hop artist that made it into Time Magazine's top 10.
I know, ain't that some shit right there?
That is some shit. So, who told you the news?
Oh, we found out on the Twitter, though, you know what I mean? Like, one thing about my fans, and this is why I think I got the greatest fans in the world, because anything that's popping off, they come back and they hit us and let us know what's going on. So, I kind of got this great bond with my fans, and, you know, they told us and shit, and, you know, I'm on the bus. We still on the road right now touring and shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my man called me to the front and he was like, yo, you know your album, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, word? It's like how we found out. We found out through that. So it was like, you know, it felt good to know that Time Magazine, and to me, Time is one of the biggest magazines in the world. Like, they talk about everything. They talk about shit in different countries and,
right. You
know, starvation in the world and politics and presidential bullshit and all that other shit. So for them to acknowledge a little ghetto nigga like me with a great album and put it up there with no rappers on it, that kind of blew my mind. So
and even on iTunes, you know, iTunes, this whole thing was, it was the editor's pick and they had you down for best hip hop album. It's not even like, oh, the most sales of the year, the most that. You had the, according to iTunes, best hip hop album of the year.
That's hard.
You know, so now what are we going to do? Because I know you have the, I heard you guys, did you finish the project with Method Man and Ghostface? Is that done?
No, it ain't done, though. But, you know, we getting there, though. You know what I mean? We getting there, and it's coming out good. You know, for the most part, you know, people is going to be excited to hear it again. You know, hear some Wu flavor again. So definitely going to get that in a minute. You know what I mean?
Right.
The album is not done yet, though. I know that for a fact because, you know, the last time I was talking to Meth, man, I had a couple of issues about some more production, you know what I mean? So it ain't done yet, you know?
But it feels good for you guys to have so much control over it now, because I know before, doing the Wu-Tang albums, it was like as far as picking beats and who's going to go on what song, it wasn't that control that you have now.
Yeah, that's true, you know what I mean? And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about just, you know, accompanying one another again and really giving the fans what they want from dudes, you know. For me, it's 16 years worth of hard work, so we better know what the fuck we gonna give niggas when we give it to them this time, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, though, you know, it's just about keep representing the music, you know, giving you great music that you could play, because your show is crazy. Like, I respect your show. I respect what you do. You know what I mean? You making sure niggas is acknowledging real rap niggas and not looking at everybody's relevancy as far as who's been here and who's new. It's like your show is neutral.
Right.
And I respect that.
No, I'm a little biased towards people like you, Raekwon.
I'm biased to you, anyway. You know I love you, so it don't matter, you know.
All right, well, I just wanted to be the first on the radio to call you up and say congratulations, and I'm super happy for you. You definitely deserve it. You know, a lot of people were counting out Wu-Tang and not feeling like you could do it, and you know, I think this is just goes to show. Time Magazine, number 7 on the top 10 album of the year, and in iTunes, the best hip-hop album editor's pick for the year.
Ain't that some shit, boy? I'm going to smoke me a big fucking blunt when I wake up, boy.
All right, well, thank you so much, Raekwon. You can go back to sleep now.
Love is love. I'm about to make me some turkey bacon, man. See y'all in a minute.
Stay 45.